Thank you for listening to the Resources for Integrated Care podcast series, Promising Practices for Promoting Person-Centered Communication and Care Coordination. This podcast is excerpted from a webinar presented live on September 13th, 2023. In this podcast, Katie Palmisano, a senior consultant at the Lewin Group, facilitates a panel discussion with Kim Coons, Director of Care Management Health Plan Programs at My Choice Wisconsin, and Carla Argandoña, a senior analyst at Inland Empire Health Plan. During this discussion, panelists discuss strategies and challenges in implementing those strategies for promoting care coordination to meet complex and diverse member needs.
We will now move into our panel discussion with Kim and Carla. The first question I'd like to direct to Kim, and then Carla may follow. How does staff retention and capacity building contribute to the success of care coordination and communication at your organization, Kim?
Thank you. One of the most effective strategies is to seek feedback from staff and act on feedback that can assist with improved communication. We have found that staff that are engaged and they feel valued, they're going to extend that level of service to our beneficiaries or our members. Another thing we have noticed that staff retention enhances compliance on care coordination. It aids in patient care coordination and promotes prioritization and collaboration to assist with addressing a member's changing needs. Staff retention and capacity building contributes also to successful care coordination and overall communication. We have found that retaining valued staff really help ensure staff remain productive, they're engaged, as well as providing continuity of care for all of our members.
Thank you, Kim. Carla, how about you?
So our organization emphasizes the importance of conducting team huddles with each business unit. And the huddles are structured and the team members can be transparent and share ideas with one another. We involve team members in the decision making and development of internal process. And we also encourage our team members to participate in professional development trainings.
That's great. Thank you so much, Carla. The second question is, how does your organization support dually eligible individuals and their caregivers in expressing their communication preferences? Carla, do you mind if we start with you?
Yeah, so here at IHP, we do provide information on communication preferences in several ways, through the member handbook, evidence of coverage, and materials that are sent out to the member throughout the year. Our organization has a process in place to identify key words or phrases when a member or caregiver expresses access needs. For instance, if we hear a member state that they have vision problems and are unable to read the small font on letters, we educate them on alternative format requests and provide them with local resources for those with low vision if needed.
Thank you, Carla. Kim, do you mind for describing My Choice Wisconsin's approach?
Absolutely. Our membership gets a health risk assessment completed after they enroll with us. The care coordinators go through the whole assessment with the members. The assessment has sections that we gather member preferences and preferred communication. We have sections that include but aren't limited to demographic information, education, culture, gender, identity section, memory, communication, health literacy sections, along with support and strengths. So the assessments and the members' information is reviewed throughout the year to make sure member preferences have not changed and the care team is aware of the members' preferences.
Thank you, Kim. All right, our third and final panel question. How has your organization established successful partnerships to support your communication or care coordination efforts? Kim, do you mind starting us off?
My Choice has vendors that we work closely with in regarding interpreter services. Two of them are Language Line and Pacific Interpreters. Our My Choice Wisconsin customer service team has a robust process also on how to connect members immediately when they're in need of interpreter service. Our training and education department has also developed tools for our care teams, our care coordinators, and our IDT staff, which is a reference document called Care Management Process Guide Interpretation Service and Translation Services. So this helps to work as a tool to support the team with how what they can offer the members in regards to interpreter services.
Thank you, Kim. Carla, do you mind providing your response to this question?
Yes. So our organization has established different partnerships with local organizations like Inland Regional Center, Center on Deafness, Inland Empire, and Community Access Center, to just name a few. So we do collaborate with them to ensure we are supporting the needs of our members and staying abreast on how we serve our diverse communities. And we also hold really close relationships with our interpreting vendor providers just to ensure that we are providing access needs to our members.
Thank you, Carla. We do have one question here at the top that we'd like to highlight for both Kim and Carla. What is the key lesson you have learned through your efforts in improving communication and care coordination? Kim, do you mind starting us off?
One of the key things I feel like my choice and myself as director over all the care management is engaging members in member satisfaction surveys along with your staff. And if you're gaining feedback and going and seeking information from the staff on process improvement, to make sure there's some updates and process improvement is implemented. So it will improve care coordination and member care if the care team satisfied, feel supports, and they have some ways to share ideas with their leaders on how they can make an impactful change to care coordination to help streamline things. It's just going to improve communication and service to the member.
That's great, Kim. Thank you so much. And Carla, how about from IEHP, a key lesson that you've learned?
It takes a team. So at IEHP, we work with internal departments and external vendors to improve our internal process. We have learned not to make assumptions and always ask questions, as our members' needs are different.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is presented by the Lewin Group and is supported through the Medicare and Medicaid Coordination Office at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. MMCO is dedicated to helping beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid have access to seamless, high-quality health care that includes the full range of covered services in both programs. To support providers in their efforts to deliver more integrated, coordinated care, MMCO is developing technical assistance and actionable tools based on successful innovations and care models. To learn more about current efforts and resources, please visit our website, resourcesforintegratedcare.com. You can also find us on Twitter, recently rebranded as X. Our handle is @integrate_care, or follow Resources for Integrated Care on LinkedIn to stay up to date with our recent products and technical assistance.